rocks, he rocks, we all rock.
Sponsored by Coastal Youth Media.
Inside the Working Narrative Studio.
Welcome back to She Rocks Teen Radio. I'm Braylon, and today I'm here with
Janiyah,
Arabia.
Okay, how was all y'all's week? Well, we started school back, so how was y'all guys' week?
My week? Kind of plain. Not a lot of homework, not yet, but it's starting to catch up, math homework and stuff like that. But for the weekends, I say it's fun for right now. What about you, Arabia?
Okay, you know, I just say a certain teacher is like kind of wishy-washy and she just been getting on my nerves. I feel like the school been get a little racist, you know, and but on the bright side, I guess it's kind of fun. I know they get on my nerves with this jacket policy though.
Oh God. Anyway, shout out to the math teacher, Mrs. Sorrell. You're the best.
Well, I started school last week. It was pretty good. It's okay. It's kind of boring. But besides that, I guess it's fine. But anyway, we're going to start off with news. So, the hurricane that hit Louisiana. Hurricane Ida's fierce Category 4 winds and torrential rain left Louisiana coastal line badly beaten. So, I know I don't like hurricanes. I know most people don't like hurricanes. How do y'all feel and how do y'all prepare for hurricanes?
Well, you know, to prepare for a hurricane, you know, it's a lot of shopping to do. You know, you got to make sure you have a lot of food in the house. You have to make sure you just, you know, you can't wait to the last minute because you obviously know that everybody's going to rush and you won't be able to have anything to get. I hate hurricanes. I struggle because, you know, it'd be real hot in here when the air condition don't work. Okay. That is just the worst feeling you could ever have up here. I'm telling you, like, that is just awful. I hate hurricanes.
How about you, Arabia?
How I prepare for hurricanes, well, usually it's just like my parents, but like we make sure we have batteries, flashlights, ice so we can like put our stuff in, food that you can like just eat and don't have to like heat up just in case we like lose power. You know, like, but still have stuff we can cook, like on the grill just in case it doesn't like rain at that moment, so we can go ahead and put some hot food in our system and like have like an emergency kit, like food and stuff, just in case we have to evacuate the house.
Yeah, because I remember, when was the last hurricane we had? Was it Florence? Like the real bad one. I think it was Florence, but I know for a fact that I was in fifth grade and it was horrible. I did not like it at all because it was hot. There was no hot water. I can't remember if the shower was working, but either way, there was no hot water. I had to take a shower in cold water, and I don't like cold water, so that wasn't good. How long were we without power? Like a good, like, almost 2 weeks, and I couldn't do nothing on my phone. It was just horrible. I was just bored, because I kept doing the same repetitive stuff. Well, I was playing Uno with my aunt, so that was kind of fun. But how I prepare, also, we usually get a lot of food, like, during when hurricane season starts, so we don't have to go out and stuff. So, does anybody else have anything to say?
I would like to say I totally agree with you, Braylon, and Arabia. And also, I want to say I am very sad about the people that got affected by Hurricane Ida. I hope that you have helpers out there that are fixing up everything. And I just want to say that it's crazy.
Yeah. Because not only that, when Hurricane Katrina hit, I don't know, it might have been like the early 2000s. I don't know the exact year, but it's Hurricane Ida hit this like the around the same time Hurricane Katrina did. But I know one person that he came from Louisiana when it was Hurricane Katrina. And so I really hope they sent a lot of people out there to help them and get them shelter and food and stuff. All my prayers are sent out to them. So now we'll be moving on to fashion with me. And I don't have anything hot right now. Like, there's no fashion I see that a lot of people is wearing. But I was wondering, since everybody has their own styles, if you were to open like a business with clothes or shoes or whatever you want, what would your style be?
Truly, honestly, I don't know. But I would kind of say kind of like a noob. I don't know. Like, I like classic style, kind of like some Air Force, Jordans, sweatpants, hoodies. Of course, I love hoodies. And I like ripped jeans, black, it doesn't matter. I will wear any kind of jeans. And I'll probably put my hair like in a messy bun, you know, just classic.
What about you, Arabia?
So like my style would be like kawaii. Basically, it's just a whole bunch of pink stuff. Let's just get that straight.
Okay, that's cool. I will say for me, I have a diverse amount of styles. I like wearing anything. Skinny jeans, baggy jeans, or what's it called? Mom jeans, sweat, anything. I like it all. So if I was to like have a store with like clothes you could only get from like me, I would probably have a lot of stuff from pocketbooks to hats to whatever.
That is such facts. I would buy everything in a clothes store. I swear I would. I really, really would. Actually, that's not a would. I do. I really do. Actually, I really do. Like, I would go in a store and my mom would be like, don't you touch anything. You know, black mom, they say that. Like, you, when we go in the store, you better not touch, not look, not taste, nothing, none of that. But I would touch, taste, lick, eat, beg. I will do anything to get those clothes, I'm telling you. And I get them every single time.
What store do y'all shop at the most?
Oh, that's a... See, I get my, like, perfume lotion from Victoria's Secret. That is the best. And I go to the mall sometimes to, you know, get, like, hats or hoodies yet again and other clothes. Or I go to Belts.
Yeah, I like Belts. They have pretty good clothes. And Kohl's. No, Kohl's is out at the mall. But I do like Kohl's. What about you, Arabia? What stores do you go to a lot?
I, like, really get my clothes, like, from this one store called Aeropostale. So,
oh, I love that store.
I know I got one shirt before from Five Below. And I actually wearing the shirt right now. But I had to stop wearing it at summer camp because I just felt so uncomfortable wearing it at summer camp because these people made it seem like an inappropriate shirt, but it's really not.
Can you actually tell us exactly what made it like inappropriate or what was so like wrong with it?
All right, so basically it's a ramen shirt and it's like sin nudes. And nudes is short for noodles. And, yeah, that.
So, yeah. Oh,
my Lord.
I can see why they made that. Okay.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Next topic. So now we'll be moving on to entertainment with Janiyah. Janiyah, what do you have for us today?
All right. So today I got the top 10 songs. Okay. Number one, Stay by the Kid Leroy and Justin Bieber. I don't know if I said that name right the first time, but number two, Bad Habits by Ed Sheeran. Number three, Good for You by Olivia Rodrigo. Number 4, Kiss Me More by Doja Cat featuring SZA. 5, Industry Baby by Lil Nas X and Jack Harlow. 6, By Levitating by Dua Lipa. 7, Butter by BTS. 8, Deja Vu by Olivia Rodrigo. Call Me By Your Name by Lil Nas X. And Save Your Tears by The Weeknd and Ariana Grande. The vocals. Okay, so out of all those songs, well, actually, it doesn't have to be on the Billboard, but what kind of songs do you guys like to listen to right now?
Well, he's not like a really big rapper, but I started listening to him because one of my YouTubers, that's his cousin, so I started listening to his music. Anyway, that doesn't matter. So his name is Kobe O-Murder. It's not like murder. It's O-M-E-R-T-A. O-Murder. And he has, what's the thing called? It's called Honesty or Honestly. It's one of the two, but I love that song. I've been singing that all day since what? Like a week or two ago. It's a really good song. I like his music a lot.
I have never heard of him before, but I would say my favorite would be Gallus. Yes, that is it. Gallus. I forgot his name. Who sung that song? But that's besides the point. I will love that song for the rest of my life, I swear to God. And Need to Know by Doja Cat. It just hits different. Now, it has a few little words being said, but you know, as a good child, I listen to the clean version. Yes, mother, I know you will hear this. I listen to clean songs. Anyways, I also think I like Industry Baby by Lil Nas X, okay? Don't get me wrong. Yes, he has some rights and some wrongs. I get it. But it's like, it's something about this song. It just hits very differently. Like, I don't know. It's very different. Like, it's just, I'm the industry, baby. Sorry, getting a little too carried away. What about you, Arabia?
Okay, so I've been like listening to like edit audios music, like a mashup of them, and like TikTok mashups and stuff like that, and some sad songs, you know.
Depression, disgusting.
No, I'm not depressed. You know, I just like it. Okay, but I'm not depressed.
I would say that too. I'm sorry. I wouldn't say that it's depression, but you know, sometimes when you listen to sad songs, it's just because you have things in your mind. I get it. And then out of nowhere, you just like, you know what? Forget it. I'm happy the way I am. And you know, you can't do anything about it. You know, that just pops out of nowhere, or maybe that's just me. But also when you said you listen to edited songs, like the slow songs and all that, yeah. Chop. I am so obsessed with those songs. I have a whole bunch of songs on YouTube that I listen to every single day. Like, that's just like Desert Rose. Have y'all ever heard that song before?
No.
It's like, I'm not gonna sing it because, you know, I can't sing, but it's like on TikTok. One of the, at the end of the song, she does it. You know, I don't know. I'm not finishing that and embarrass myself on this podcast, but she does that and it touches my heart. And you know, it reminds me, like, why am I single? But
okay, so now we're moving on to the hot topic with everyone. And today we're going to be talking about a really sad event that happened this week. A 15-year-old student is facing an attempted murder charge after he allegedly shot another student following a fight at New Hanover High School on Monday. According to the New Hanover County Sheriff's Office, the teen was taken into custody Monday afternoon. He's been charged with first attempted degree murder, assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, inflicting serious injuries, bringing a weapon onto school grounds, discharging a weapon, on school grounds. So I know I was in school, this was around maybe 11-ish. And so I was in school, and I went on Snapchat, and then I saw most of my friends, they either in ninth grade or already in high school. And so they were saying that there was a shooting that happened, and I was confused. And so when my mama let me know what happened, and I found out like who the boy was, I didn't know him, but I know of him. And it was sad to me because he just started ninth grade. I saw him before, and he didn't even graduate high school. So now he's probably going to be in jail for a good amount of his life. So he doesn't even get to live his life. But there's certain actions that you need consequences for. So at the end of the day, he did what he did. So how do you guys feel?
You hit every point that I was just about to say. You hit every single point. But I would say I don't know him, but my somewhat cousin, that was her brother. And we was in lunch, and I guess she went on Snap as well. And she was like, oh my God, my brother just started a shootout. And I was like, huh? And I was just sitting there like, what? Why? What happened? Like, where was this at? And then she was like, New Hanover. So, you know, I was like, and she was, oh no, she was like, I have to defend my brother and stuff like that. And, you know, I was just thinking in my head, like, how are you exactly going to defend him? Like, are you going to take his place in jail? What are you going to do? But anyways, I'm sorry, but you're my friend and everything, but I just had to tell you, like, girl, he kind of deserves jail time. Like, you bought a whole gun to school, my dude, and you think that you're not going to have no consequences? Like, come on now. Out of everything, you should have been a little bit more smarter than that, but you know, like you said, Braylon, he is going to get a lot of time, I'm sure. So, yeah. What about you, Arabia? How you feel about it?
Okay, so, basically, so with all the stuff going on and stuff, when I first heard of it, it was like, I was, like, just confused. And, like, when it happened, like, people started talking about it at school, like, it was either the high schoolers or, like, some grade level, sixth graders, seventh graders, or whatever at my school was talking about it. I overheard them talk about it. Then this girl that I know, she was like talking about it too. So it was just a whole bunch of people talking about it. The next day, another shooting had happened. Well, a bomb threat had happened. And then the next day, another shooting, and one actually died this time happened. And then that same day or something, same morning or whatever, this girl that I sit to across the table from school was saying that she was gonna bring a knife. Now, if all this stuff wasn't going on, I could have probably guessed that it was a joke, but like I was actually kind of worried because of other things.
It's a lot of violence going on in this world right now. That is the most top thing. That is the hot topic, is violence. Yeah. It's shootings with no talk, fights, and then guns. It's just a whole bunch of violence. Like, you could be walking around just doing nothing with your family, and, you know, all of a sudden, somebody just shoots. Like, I don't understand, really. And, you know, it's violence everywhere, not just in Wilmington. It's all over the place. And I pray to God that this world change to better. And I want it to be just a great world.
Yeah. So, just to state, this did happen in Wilmington, North Carolina, for anybody that's not in Wilmington or from North Carolina. And then also, I also want to speak on a shooting that happened in Winston-Salem. It happened, let me see. It said the shooting happened on Mount Tabor High School on the city's northwest side, police officers and, I can't say this, but I'll try, Forsyth County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to the scene at 12:07 p.m. Winston-Salem Police Department Chief Katrina Thompson said at the news conference, one student was located with a gunshot wound. She said fighting back tears. Medical responders began life-saving measures and the injured student was transported to Wake Forest University Baptist Medical Center where he succumbed to his injuries. So with this one, I know of the girl that was really close with him. And so when she posted it about what happened, I was confused because it didn't hit the news yet. And so when I saw the news and I saw the picture of him, I felt really sad because now you're not even safe in schools. And that's kind of supposed to be your safe place. And it's just crazy. Like, I feel like they should have metal detectors because I know at one time, it was in sixth grade, when I was in sixth grade, they said they was going to have metal detectors because some kids would bring pocket knives and stuff to school and they didn't want them to bring that. But nobody's watches them. Cause the catwalk at New Hanover High School, nobody's there when they walk up the steps. It's just not safe. So I just wish they'll get metal detectors and maybe a little bit of more security guards or something in the catwalks and the hallways or something, because there's not enough teachers for them to be out there, and that's not what they signed up to do. So I just hope they just do a little bit better. How about y'all?
I totally agree with you, Braylon. Like you said, school was supposed to be our safe place, you know, and every time I go to the schoolhouse, go to Glow Academy, you know, I think that it's so many girls are turning themselves into things that they're not, and they turn themselves into just crazy people. I'm just going to say it like that, crazy people. And, you know, it makes you think, if you say one mean thing to them, will they pop out with a gun or a knife or something and become a school shooter? Because, you know, they have that crazy look in their faces and you really get scared and you just don't want to go there anymore. That's really how I feel sometimes. But, you know, I've been praying that, you know, bullying, not cool. Shooting people for no reason, totally not cool. Just violence is so not cool.
Well, now that we talked about the violence that has happened in Wilmington and Winston-Salem, North Carolina, we'll be moving on to a brighter topic, the fun topic. So, Arabia, what do you have today?
Happiness.
Yes. But a fun topic is basically, what's your favorite vacation spot you have been to, or where you want to go for a vacation spot, or what place you want to visit? So yeah.
It was a vacation. To me it was. Well, I was in a dance team not too long ago, maybe about way before the COVID started, in 2019-ish. We went to, where did we go to? What's it called? Disney World.
I thought you was talking about the one in Charlotte. I forgot that place. Carowinds or something like that?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about Disney. That was from 2017-ish.
I wasn't in it that time, but yeah.
Oh. Disney was my favorite one because we did a performance. We was there for the weekend. And that was the best time, even though it was hot and I was really tired and I was aggravated and I was hangry and stuff. It was still fun because I saw stuff I will probably never see again because I wouldn't really go back, but it was fun. So, yeah, what about y'all?
Well, for me, Arabia just mostly said it. I went to Charlotte a month ago. Yeah, a month ago, and I went to Carowinds with my family for my cousin's kind of graduate Sis,
you invite me?
Girl, besides the point, anyways, we went there and it was actually pretty fun. I've never been to Caravans before. That was my first time. And I'm telling you, the rides were amazing. I actually wanted to get on that little slingshot, the little slingshot thing, and they'd be passing out.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to, but once I saw it in person at Myrtle Beach, that thing put the fear in me once I saw it.
Right. Like I was so scared to get on, and my father was like, "Come on, it's not that bad." You kidding me? You can go on there yourself. I will go to the kiddie ride if you want me to. Like, I was so scared to get on there. And once I heard them poor kids screaming on that slingshot, my heart dropped. And it was like big rides, fast rides. It was just so fun. Like, the pool, we had a little bit of struggles at the pool, but the pool was fun. But I love rides, y'all. I was scared I was gonna throw up though. But the rides, Charlotte was amazing. Charlotte is the best.
Okay, so I had like went to lots of places, but like I say I like them very fairly. Like a lot. The most recent one I went to was like this amusement park and Pennsylvania up in the mountains, and it was like, I don't know, but I think Canodos, I don't know, but I know it had a K and D in it, and it sounded like an N word, where almost, Canodos, I have no clue, but it was pretty fun, you know. Me and my dad wasted one of our tickets because we was gonna get on this like wooden roller coaster, but because I couldn't see how far the drop down was, you know, I kind of got scared or whatever. But we went on some other rides, like a ride that swings around or whatever. It kind of was like kind of a kiddie ride, I guess. Oh, and we went on this other ride that's kind of like at ground level, and it swings around really fast. So yeah, but it like hurted my thigh or knee or whatever, because like that bar was really up against my leg.
Well, now that we're at the fun topic, and that's probably all we have, the world to make sure, does anybody else have anything to say?
I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you guys and girls for listening to our podcast. And with that being said, this is Braylon signing off.
Yo, this is Janaya signing off.
Girl, please. This is Arabia signing off. Bye.
Bye. Make sure you tell other people to follow us so you can be more followers and get famous. Bye.
Bye.